Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Memorial Day Monday. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a very special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, we're adding to that list today, because it is Memorial Day, all the Gold Star families, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, whoever and however you're involved in the Gold Star family that's lost a loved one because of their service in the military. We think of you today, too. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheelers driving the semis out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Because to them, it's just another day at the office. They're delivering the products that the just-in-time crowd is offering, are ordering for their warehouse delivery. So they're out there on the road. Of course, the bulk mail haulers won't be working today because they have the day off. It's a legal holiday. So Felix and his pals that are veterans will be at the VFW, the American Legion, the AMBETS, whatever. And, of course, the suicide junkies, there'll be a few of them out working today. Not a lot of them. But there'll be some gas deliveries that'll be made because stations will be out or near being out, and they got to get a delivery. And, of course, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter as at Captain's America. We're on Truth Social as at Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, today in this hour, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to read, I'm going to say the pledge again manually. So here I go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't make this up if I tried. I want you to hear our president speaking at the commencement for the Naval Academy on Friday. Listen carefully to these words.
Hello, Naval Academy. Whoa. Before I begin my speech, a thought crossed my mind as I was told the class of 72 is here. I was appointed to the Academy in 1965 by a senator who I was running against in 1972. Never planned it that way. I wasn't old enough to be sworn in. I was only 29 years old when I was running. He was a fine man. His name was J. Caleb Boggs. I didn't come to the academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware. But all kidding aside, the best line of the debate was, after it was all over, the announcer, the questioner, who was a good guy but supported my opponent, who was a good man as well, I might add, and he said, "Senator Boggs, you have anything else you want to say?" And he said, "Yes, just one thing." And he took the microphone. He said, "You know, Joe, if you accepted my commission to the my appointment to the academy," he said, "you'd still have 1 year and 3 months active duty, and I'd have no problems right now."
Wow. Wow. I'm flabbergasted. And I'm going to bring Eric on the line here because Eric and I have been going back and forth in the chat room. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Eric, how do you stand up there and lie to a bunch of midshipmen telling them that you were one of them when no way in hell did that ever happen?
Thanks for taking my call, sir. Hey, how would I do that? I couldn't do it in good conscience. I think, this is my opinion, I think the president is in dire straits regarding his, in my opinion, dementia. I think it's what's called confabulation, where the people who have dementia attempt to relate thoughts or ideas or incidents into a current event. And even though they're not trying to lie, it'll come across as being a lie. Now, whether he's lying, you know, like trying to deceive someone or not, I don't know. But that's my opinion, that the President Joe Biden is in serious cognitive decline, and it only appears to be getting more frequent and more, I won't say severe, but more outlandish, if you will. And in my opinion, his inner circle and definitely his family knows what's going on. And
his wife.
Absolutely. I think there's something in America that's lacking right now, and that's shame. There's no shame anymore. And I think, you know, that's just my opinion. You know, again, we were kind of going back and forth earlier in the chat room. Elliot had spurred some memories of mine from attending jump school, one of the Cadence, the Red Beret Cadence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of, he was talking about the 82nd All-American.
Yeah.
They're out of
All right, hold the thought here. Hold the thought. I got to take a break.
Yeah,
okay, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to continue my conversation with Eric because I got something I want to say. We'll get it out there. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for just a little bit more than 85 years right now, including me, your humble talk radio host. I'm one of the 25 million drivers that they insure. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go to your local Geico office, whichever you want to do, and they will give you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Now, maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you have an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll take care of all of that, too, for you. And if you really want to save money, bundle your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance policy on your Geico policy. Watch and see what happens. You will save a boatload of money. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to the telephone lines, and we've got one of our longtime friends and contributors to the show and listener, longtime listener. Hal, you were listening to me when I was in Largo on that big station over there, remember?
Yes, sir. That was quite long. That's when I discovered you a long time ago.
That was at least 15 years ago, but anyway.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, now you're up in Tennessee. Your choice, not ours, because we would have liked to have you stayed around here. But the grass is greener in the snow, I guess. Who knows?
It came time to pull chocks, so to speak, and then we made a decision.
All right.
Up here, and we're loving it.
We're talking about Joe Biden. Now, one of the reasons I'm doing this is because you have a medical background in the military, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I have a medical background in the fire service. And between the two of us, we saw a lot of strange things when it came to people with mental problems, especially on the street, especially in the military, people trying to kill themselves, trying to do whatever. We have a president who, make no mistake about it, is suffering from dementia, at the very least.
Yes, sir.
And this guy came out. He's been making all kinds of mistakes on the world stage and the local stage. And this guy goes to the Naval Academy on Friday and lays out a blatant lie about, well, you know, back in 1965, I was appointed to the Naval Academy by Senator J. Caleb Boggs. He was appointing me. Well, he could say anything you want about him because that guy's dead.
Sure. Here's the thing. There are appointment letters issued. If it's coming from a senator and or a congressional representative,
it's in the file.
That's going to be in a record. That's going to be in a file.
Yeah.
Like, I just pull those files and you have to go on the old school microfiche. I don't know if it's all been digitized. I'm sure it has not all been digitized, but that can all be pulled up. And even if there was an appointment, I would presume that the academies, the military academies, would have some sort of record, if you will, because there's an interview process that has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure during the Cold War, it wasn't just anybody and everybody, you know, getting into these, getting into military academies. And that, the next thing is, you and I were talking off air and about the medical experience.
Yep.
You know, again, I'm of the opinion that he's in this serious cognitive decline, and I believe people are trying to adjust his dose to find the right dose, because sometimes he seems all there, and other times he is out in the proverbial left field.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that we as a nation are in very serious times right now. It goes without saying, but this is a person who has the authority to authorize the release of nuclear weapons.
Correct.
And we all see what's going on in Eastern Europe right now, with NATO and the Ukrainian, Russo-Ukrainian conflict going on, and all that sort of stuff. Not to mention what's going on in the South China Sea with China, Japan, Taiwan, just being, you know, North Korea is now lobbing even more stuff that hardly gets reported. China's all in the Indian Ocean trying to, entice the Australians to do something, because Australia is now purchasing nuclear-powered submarines.
Mm-hmm.
What comes with nuclear-powered submarines are not far off. They're going to be potentially intercontinental ballistic nuclear missiles. So this is, who's to say that something doesn't get, misinterpreted purposefully? I am going to say that. Who's to say something get purposefully misinterpreted to give to the president to say, we need this done now, or to authorize, the deployment and employment of troops on the, quote unquote, the proverbial boots on the ground. And which leads me, if I may, to the Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, men. I know men, and I'll say men because there weren't any women in the unit that I was in, several of the units that I was in, and, far better men and women have given their last full measure of devotion that are far better than I ever was.
Yep.
And I would happily, I'm not saying, I'd want to, I won't say some kind of sick joke or anything, but I would do for one more day. I'll give it all back for one more day in the efforts to maybe save one of those people.
That's right.
One of those service members. I personally know about 11 or 12, and if I'm short, I apologize. But I would, gods, Viking warriors, all living in Valhalla right now, listen to the Valkyrie sirens.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Memorial Day, particularly, I'm trying to instill the tradition and the remembrance into my youngest now, his two older brothers. One's still on active duty. One's former, both Marines. One's a former Marine now. I would, I'm not saying I drove them to that type of service, but I instilled service in them because there's a far greater...
I remember the day you came over to the World War II Museum, and I was on a remote over there, and you brought both your boys with you. And I'd only met one. I hadn't met the other one. And I think that was the one that was, he told me, you said he had something to say to me. And that's when he told me he was going to become a Marine. And I just stood up and I shook his hand. And I said, God bless you. I said, go give him hell.
Sir.
But it was really something, and you were proud. You were as proud as could be, and his brother was big smile on his face and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I says, come here, you. And I gave him a great big hug and shook his hand. And I said, you guys I said, you're the best team there could be. And I said, you are just making me prouder than proud. Just the fact that I know your dad and I know you're going to be great at what you do. Now, one of them got hurt, right?
Yes, sir. He was hurt while on active duty, and unfortunately, he was medically separated from the Marine Corps and did a bit of a stint doing contracting, and now he's no longer doing that. But he's holding his own. His oldest brother now is looking at PCS to Oki, and maybe some EOD stop off.
Is he an E6 yet?
That's what I told him. Yeah, well, he hasn't made the cut, and they keep playing with the cutting scores
yeah.
and the Marine Corps to adjust their numbers and stuff. But he's one of the only junior enlisted on the East Coast now with a cadre of.
Well, when he gets that boat to go along with it there and becomes a staff sergeant, then he'll be standing in high cotton.
Yes. Well, I tried to give the Navy one more, but sorry, the Marines got two of them. So, I was trying for the Navy, But anyway, I appreciate the time and the conversation. And
I appreciate you, and you're always welcome, and you always have some spirited conversations in the chat room. And this was probably the perfect time on Memorial Day 2022 to just throw some of that out there because, again,
yes, sir.
We all know, and this is what we all know, all gave some, and some gave all.
Some gave all.
And that's what this is all about.
Roger that.
And I had so many people come up to me over the weekend, Happy Memorial Day, Happy Memorial Day. And I just had to stop what I was doing and very politely explain to them why we don't say Happy Memorial Day to each other.
Yes, sir. Everybody likes to remember those that they remember, and I get that. But there are times when I think about that poor PFC. The unknown PFC that remains from past wars. They're still downrange and unrecovered, and their families are, the pain, I would presume the pain never goes away, especially for a family member.
No.
And my namesake, he was KIA in 68, serving with the Marines as a Navy corpsman, September 68. And, unfortunately, he was an only child and has no survivors. Surviving family members at this time mother and father have passed. And
all right.
I think he's got
Eric, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the enlightenment, and I appreciate your call. And you have a great day, and I will be remembering, as you will be, what this day is all about. Thank you very much, my friend. Okay, that's Eric Semper Fi. That's Eric in East Tennessee. Used to be Eric in Seminole. Now it's Eric in East Tennessee. We appreciate him. We appreciate his boys. And I appreciate you. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited the Uvalde school where a murderer killed 19 children and two teachers, and the Justice Department said it will review law enforcement's response to the attack. This as Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss new legislation to prevent such attacks from happening. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker gets candid about his expectations regarding the discussions.
Well, whatever we can get done, if it saves a life, it's worth doing. And so my colleagues who are entering the bipartisan talks, I fully support that. But I'm under no illusion that we're going to do the things that need to be done, that the majority of Americans overwhelmingly support Republican and Democrat, that can create significant safety.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. California Governor Gavin Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And on this Memorial Day, Monday, the last Monday of May, we will be talking more about some of the things going on around the area and around the country. But the military news and veterans report is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about what they do right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can go and learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Right in my backyard, I'm over here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And then the second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, Concord, Massachusetts is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got the one in Concord, the one in Clearwater. Now, what I always tell people is to pick up the phone, call them, and ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. For that matter, you can take the tour at both of them if you want. But here's the number. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You can ask to take the tour. And in doing so, you'll get a chance to meet students. You get a chance to meet some of the instructors. And you'll get a chance to talk to the people that handle the financing, namely the loans, student loans, or the military GI Bill benefits that you'll have if you're a veteran. Now, for those of you, and I want to talk to those of you coming out of the service that have some sort of mechanical aptitude skills, maybe you might even happen to be an aviation maintenance tech. You can take a short course, which is about a month, and challenge the test. Challenge the test to become an aviation maintenance tech. Save yourself the 14 months of training it takes everybody else, and be right out on the job working, earning a real good salary sooner rather than later. And, of course, you get your choice of duty. If you want to go overseas, you can go overseas. That'll usually get you a six-figure salary right off the bat, plus some other fringe benefits. And if you want to stay in the U.S., you can stay in the U.S., and that'll pay you around $60,000, $70,000 a year, plus, again, some other fringe benefits. It's an excellent opportunity to make a lot of money and make a big difference in America. Airplanes have to fly, and they can't fly without aviation maintenance technicians, certified aviation maintenance technicians. And by the way, don't forget their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And when you go there and you see all the different things they have to offer, give them a call. Take the tour at one of the two facilities. Now, today, Memorial Day 2022, there are a lot of events happening predominantly around military cemeteries, military statues, VA hospitals, that sort of thing. There are a few parades, not as many as there used to be before, but for that you'll have to take a look and see where the parades are. And I will tell you this much, that the military cemeteries normally don't do this, but on Memorial Day they do. They open it up to the public to let them come and see what a military cemetery is all about. Now, of course, locally in my area we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 military cemeteries in my area. One is in Bushnell, Florida. The other one is at Bay Pines, Florida, the new hospital we have there, Bay Pines National Cemetery. We also have a smaller one, an older one, at American Legion Post number 5, which is over there, Kennedy and Dale Mabry, right on the corner. And then, of course, we have the one in Sarasota on State Route 72, Clark Road, out east of Sarasota. All those facilities will be having ceremonies today, as well as an open house where you can come in and pay your respects. Now, a lot of times people say, well, what should I bring? What can I do? Well, flowers are always good. American flags are always good because they can always take your American flag. And if you're going to see flags on all the graves, you can always take your American flag and put it on a grave just like the other one is. I mean, that's fine. I've done that before. But it is what it is. So think about that for a second, and don't be afraid. I mean, the young ones, the children, should learn about American history and learn about what's going on with these cemeteries, what they're all about. But anyway, I digress. Now, we know we have a real problem in the Ukraine, again. And we know that the Ukrainian defenders are holding out in the Donbas area, even though they've been under heavy fire. Russia, of course, has begun the mobilization of their reserves. They're increasing the age of people to draft to get them in the military. So there's going to be some older folks in the military. And France's President Macron and Germany's President Scholz have urged Vladimir Putin to hold direct talks with Mr. Zelensky. Don't know if that's going to happen, but it would be a logical thing to try to remedy this somehow. I mean, maybe Russia would be happy with just the area over in the Donbas, so they'd stop shooting and Ukraine could back up a little bit. But then again, who knows? Who knows? Now, Ukraine's Zelensky also yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, he visited the front lines in his first visit outside the Kiev region, which was very dangerous on his part, but he went out and he took a look at everything that was going on out there. And he's not your average cat. Have you noticed that? He's not your average cat. He's out there doing stuff and risking his life for his country. And these people are standing up and they're fighting. We have a different breed of Ukrainian right now than what we did under some of these other presidents that were so notorious for being greedy and grafting and taking money from the government and this, that, and the other. And while I don't know exactly what Zelensky has or hasn't done, I know right now in the mold of wartime president, he's impressing the heck out of a bunch of people. As well you might think he might. So there you go. And again, good morning to the Godfather, George. Good morning to Jeff from Sarasota. And let me see who else is in here. Good morning to Diane. Good morning to Debbie. Debbie's out in Arizona. Hi, Debbie. How you doing? Good morning to Penny. Good morning to Sally. Good morning to Jennifer. And good morning to Christopher. Christopher is one of our political friends who's up and about. And good morning to Paul. I see Paul is up and at it. Paul's got a bunch of cars to sell today. And oh, by the way, over the weekend, I want to thank Moss Nissan for treating me like a king again. We had a great turnout. Had a lot of our listeners show up out there, and great food, great camaraderie, and everybody had a good time. How about that? Everybody had a good time. All right, I'll be back right after this.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And you know, the Moss Family Automotive Group, which includes Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, gets customers from all across the United States, not just from the Tampa Bay area. Part of the reason is because I'm talking about them here on my radio show that goes across the country. Now, I will tell you that the Moss Acura, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com, that's their website. You can go over there, take a look, and see all the different things they have to offer. But I'm telling you, when it comes to the quality of the vehicle, exceptional. When it comes to the You Serve, You Save program they've got, which means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get great deals on the cars that they're looking at, cars or trucks or whatever. Now, they're located here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Find them online at MossAcura.com. And you can find out what a lot of people are finding out about right now. You can save a bunch of money and get yourself a doggone good deal on a vehicle. And there were a lot of happy people up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey on Saturday that bought vehicles. A lot of happy people. That's what you like to see. All right, let's take a look here. And by the way, Chris Markowski has the day off. Let's take a look here at What's going on with gasoline and diesel and natural gas? Nothing is getting cheaper. Nothing. Now, the price of gasoline wholesale at the refinery without any taxes added to it, without transportation added to it, without the surcharge added to it for the truckers, and without any other add-ons that might be before it gets to the gasoline station, it stands at $4.03 a gallon right now. Gasoline. $4.03 a gallon. Now, to my way of thinking, using Florida as my base, usually the price in Florida is going to be anywhere from 60 to 70 cents higher than what I tell you. Well, as fate would have it, the current price average where I'm at is $4.57 a gallon, although it is $4.60 across the state. So we're saving a few pennies here in the Tampa Bay area. Maybe because of the fact we have a big depot here. Maybe. Now, diesel, on the other hand, is $4.01 per gallon. Now, none of these prices have gone down. They've gone up. And they're up again. Now, I'm going to take you over to West Texas Crude, which is $115.60 a barrel. Brent Crude, which is what's over there overseas, is $119.80 a barrel. Again, nothing has gone down. It's gone up. Now, the Louisiana Light, the Bonnie Light, $117.90 a barrel on the Louisiana Light. The Bonnie Light's $121.40 on the Light. Not that that's going to matter, because they don't use that for gasoline. They use that for something totally different. And, of course, what's amazing here is the fact that the oil prices continue to rally despite the fact that we seem to have a strong dollar. Now, as markets have crashed in the last couple of months, the dollar has gone from strength to strength, but that hasn't stopped oil prices from rallying. Is it going to continue? Don't know. I know this much. All the talk about the electric cars and all that stuff, well, they're starting to realize that they can't do it because they don't have the charging stations that they need to have to make it work. But something they do have that they could make work is hydrogen. So now, while the world is rushing to try to get away from the internal combustion engines, new car buyers are increasingly looking at hydrogen as a source of propellant to move their vehicles. Now, I do know there are some semis that operate on the hydrogen. I've seen them. Some of them do go, in fact, across country. And they do have certain places where they pull in and they stop because, of course, it's hydrogen they have to pick up. Now, there may or there may not be more of these vehicles around, but there is a move right now, a move to bring that into the mix along with the electric. Now, all bets are off on this one because nobody knows what's going to happen just yet. And you might well expect that. I know that I'm not exactly thinking that this is going to work all that great, but then again, that's just me. And let's see, who is over here? Oh, George Godfather. Hey, George, how you doing? We hope you're having a good day, George, and I hope that you're, I know you're probably, maybe you're headed up to Bushnell. That's my guess. Maybe. All right. Now, don't forget, that Nancy Pelosi's husband, don't forget, well, he went and got himself busted for driving under the influence. And not that they made any exception for him, of course, but after about 2 hours, he posted $5,000 bail and drove home. Now, if he was drunk, legally drunk, is 2 hours long enough to let him get back out on the road? Huh. That's a good question, though, isn't it? I wonder about that. In some cases, it might not be. And then again, I guess in some cases it might be, because they'd let him go and let him drive home after 2 hours. You know, it was just another weekend in Chicago as the violence continued. 21 shot, 4 dead Friday over Saturday. One day on the weekend. One day. Unbelievable. And by the way, did you hear about Starbucks? Well, Starbucks has until later this week to file any objections with the National Labor Relations Board after their workers at a shop in Birmingham became the first of the company's locations in Alabama to vote 27-1 to organize as a union shop. That'll be interesting. And, of course, if you haven't heard, unemployment is at record lows in 17 states. The majority of the states are red, not blue. Although there's a couple of blues that are starting to come around. And if you got to get on an airplane today, folks, call ahead. Don't just head to the airport and think you're going to hop on a plane and be okay. There were 1,000 cancellations yesterday for various reasons. 1,000. And that is starting to affect some of the other lanes and some of the other airports because of the interconnecting flights. So check with your carrier to make sure your flight's on time before you head to the airport. And hopefully you'll be okay. Hopefully. By the way, in case you haven't heard, Denny Hamlin won the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte. And Marcus Ericsson won the Indianapolis 500 in Indy. Congratulations to both of them. I saw both races in its entirety. Those were really some races to watch, I'm telling you. Good stuff. Thank God the cars are built the way they are. That's all I can say. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.